setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville. You are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and then how to get there. We're going to talk about your purpose at work. We believe that you were created to work. In other words, you were created to contribute. That means you are needed, and it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. So we want to help you figure that out. We have a very clear path forward on how to do the work you were born to do. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. Those are the seven stages to meaningful work. What stage are you in? How do you get to the next stage? That's what we focus on. So let's go. It is a toll-free number, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. One of the questions we get on a regular basis on this program is, hey, Ken, how do I know when to start the side hustle? I've got this entrepreneurial itch. How do I know what the right company is, the right focus? And so I want to apply our three indicators, talent, passion, and mission, to that question. Because just as getting clear on your contribution zone helps you determine which career direction to go, it also helps with this idea of how to start a business. But what I want to do is flip the order of it. Because normally I will start with saying, okay, let's look at what you're talented at, because there are clues in those answers. And then we move on to passion. This is defining the work you love. And then we move to mission, which is about the results you want to accomplish, the results you want to contribute to the world. So when you're trying to figure out that small business idea, that side hustle, that maybe just is a side hustle, or maybe you go, I want to launch it as a side hustle now, but it would be great if over time that side hustle became my full-time gig. So here's how you come up with the ideas. Let's look at the mission piece. So I define mission as results that you want to contribute in the world through your work. So there are three questions that we look at in that particular category of indicator, right? It indicates things to us. So let's look at those three questions. First question is, who are the people I want to help? Second question is, what is the need I want to help them with, or the desire I want to help them fulfill? So then we look at the third question, which is, what is the solution that I want to provide that will meet the need or fulfill the desire? So let's just break this down. Any business, no matter how small or how large, exists for one reason: to solve a problem. The types of problems are essentially what I just said: meet a need or fulfill a desire. So meet a need could be as simple as coding a website, cleaning a house, fixing a car, whatever. Fulfilling a desire could be designing clothing or shoes, giving people makeovers, helping them get in great shape, whatever. So it's either meeting a need or fulfilling a desire. So the reason you look at who are the people you want to help is because your heart becomes the indicator. Who are the people that you think about? You long to help them because they either have a need or a desire. And there's where the business ideas come from. I want to help these people meet a need or fulfill a desire. So once I've got that, that's when the ideas start flowing, because you're going, oh, I get it. So then we look at, when we get ideas on needs we want to meet or desires we want to help people fulfill, then we've got the ideas. And then we go to passion. We say, okay, of this work, the solution to this, what of this work do I really enjoy engaging in? And when you figure that out, now we've got confirmation. So when looking at mission, you're going to get the ideas. Who are the people I want to help? the problem I want to solve, the solution to the problem that I want to provide. Therein lie the ideas. Then we look at the ideas and go, okay, do I love this kind of work? In order to provide the solution, I've got to do this work. Do I love this work? Because here's why entrepreneurs fail so often. They'll get this idea on a problem that they think they want to solve. Therein lies the business idea. Well, then the work that's required to actually effectively solve the problem, if you don't love the work, guess what? You're not going to suffer through the early days. Being an entrepreneur and starting a side hustle and taking it from side hustle to full time takes a lot of work. A lot of work. And if you don't love the work, let me just tell you something. You won't stay with it. You will not stay with it. So that's why we come back and go, hey, do I love this work? I don't have to love all of it, but I better love a lot of it. And then finally, we look at talent. We go, okay, I'm going to have to be the chief everything officer when I launch this. That's just the nature of the game. So I'm going to have to do some things that I don't love, but I need to be able to do a lot of the things that I love. And then am I good enough to pull this off? Do I have the chops, the talent to actually do this? And if I do, now we have a legitimate idea that not only you are deeply committed to because of the mission of the business, but you love the actual work involved. Oh, and by the way, you're good at it. You're good at it. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City, Missouri. Steve, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up, Steve?
Let me give you some short background. I'm 59 years old, and I work for a large company. I'm permanently working from home as they closed our local office. My headquarters is located in another state about 800 miles away. I am not willing to relocate. I started with this company about 3 years ago as a pricing analyst in the marketing department. And at my first annual review, I asked how I could grow with the company, and I never really got a response. I've had two more reviews since then and still haven't gotten any response on how to grow.
All right, so hold on. Let me ask you a question, because I know where you're going with this. Because you really just cut right to the chase, which I love. You've had three annual reviews in which you've looked at a person eyeball to eyeball and said, I'd like a growth plan on how I can grow here, and they've literally not responded?
Well, at the time, I didn't know about your growth plan. So at that time, I didn't really formulate it that way, but I did say, you know, what else can I do? How else can I grow? What other jobs can I do?
Doesn't matter. And it really, doesn't matter how you said it. They literally have just, they ignored you, or they said, I'll get back to you, and then they didn't get back to you.
There was really no response from my
just
from my
looked
leader.
At you like so, like you were speaking a foreign language.
It was
close to
like
that.
They gave a nice nod and said, "Well, you know, I'll think about it."
Okay.
And
well, that's okay. That's at least a response. All right, listen. Here's the deal. This is a sign. They are not interested in developing you. I don't know why, and quite frankly, it doesn't matter. But you asked them three times for a growth plan, and they looked back at you and said, okay, and did nothing. Now, this stinks. This hurts. But Steve, they're not going to grow you. They're not even developing you to where you could even grow. It's time to look elsewhere. This is your sign. Now, don't jump. Don't take a huge leap, but start looking for a place where you will get developed and promoted. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose, this is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. This is a different kind of talk radio. We're talking purpose, not politics. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Greenville, South Carolina. Bo joins us there. Bo, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Bo. What are you doing?
Hey, I got a quick question for you. So a little bit of background. I'm 25 years old and I'm in sales. I have the option to stay where I'm at, where I honestly don't have any complaints at all. And I'm with a great team. Last year, I made about $72,000. I should make around $80,000 this year. Or I have the opportunity to take another job with the same type of role in sales, but back in my hometown in another state. Just with a smaller, newer company, but they are offering me a 2-year guarantee of $120,000. My fiance and I do want to get back to our hometown at some point. I'm just not sure if this is the right time to make the move.
Why aren't you sure when you've got a company offering you the same basic kind of work and a 2-year guarantee where you're going to make $40,000 more?
That's what I'm thinking. The only thing that just, I guess I'm thinking about, the company I'm with right now is more of a team structure where this is more of an individual situation. And I know I can do it. I guess I'm a little hesitant and nervous to, I guess, pull the trigger and make the jump.
But I'm fine with that. But my question is why? And so you're saying it's because I'm hesitant based on working in a team format versus being a lone wolf. I think you have to listen to that. Now, it could be that it's unwarranted fear. It could be that it's a legitimate fear. I think we got to dig into that. And I think that's why you called me. Because on paper, it's a slam dunk. My fiance and I eventually want to go back to my hometown. It's a $40,000 increase. There were no red flags to me that were apparent, but I knew there was something. And so let's dig deeper. What are you really concerned about in this lone wolf versus team environment?
Well, I guess I think maybe I'm more concerned about the product itself.
Ah, well, yeah, okay, now this is new information. What do you mean? Be specific. Well, you don't have to tell me.
The product.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the product now, it's like a very, I'll just put it this way, it's one of the best on the market. And this is a newer company that does something similar, but I don't know if it just has the test behind it, and I guess I need to do my homework on that to dig in more to it.
Yeah, I think you dig in the homework into the homework, and I think the homework is going to give you the final answer. Because on paper, hometown is a win, more money's a win. Those are just no-brainer wins, right?
Right.
So the only thing is you're going, I don't know if this is a long-term viable play. Feels like that's what you're really worried about because of the product itself, the unknowns. Right?
Exactly.
Because on one hand, let me take my Ken Coleman host hat off and just play your older brother. Well, get you back to the hometown, and after two, they're giving you a guarantee. I guess it could go out of business, but, you know, that's probably a long shot. But they're giving you a 2-year guarantee, and if you don't like the product 6 months in, you can start looking for something else. The good news is you're already back home. How's that hit you?
Totally agree with that. Yeah, they offered me first 1-year guarantee, and I said, I won't do it for less than two. And they said, two's perfect. Come on. And so that definitely made me feel better.
So you see where I'm going? So it's like, now that's not Ken Coleman, but I knew there was an emotional play here. So I go, what's most important to you? Here's what I haven't heard. And I'm not bothered by it. But I haven't heard that this puts me on the ladder that I ultimately want to be on professionally. All I've heard is it's more money and it gets me back home. I can
Now, actually,
I'm taking off your fictional older brother hat. I'm putting on the Ken Coleman host hat back. I'd never make a move based on those two things. I'm only making moves, and my parents will tell you this, my wife will tell you this, I only made moves that were about the ladder itself, the mountain that I was supposed to climb. I never made a move based on family. That's me. That doesn't mean that you're wrong, but I'm telling you, I never made a move for that. And I never made a move for money only. I would if I had to get out of debt and it was a short-term play, and I've told callers to do that. But
That's
where I stand. I don't know if I've made it any clearer for you or if I've created more questions. I'm not sure. But I think that's what you have to look at.
I think you definitely made it clear. I haven't really thought about the latter aspect of it. That's definitely...
What do you want to do, Bo?
Think about.
What do you want to do, man? What's the professional pinnacle? You didn't think you were going to call the show and get away with not telling me that.
I guess I'm trying to figure that out.
Exactly. So, moving to your home, here's what could happen. If you don't know that answer, and you take this job, because it gets you back home. All both coming back home. Everybody's happy. Get to see the grandbabies all the time. Bo's home makes everybody happy. I'm back home where I went to high school and my favorite lemonade stand, all the things that are so wonderful about home. And you make that move, you make more money, and then it's going to feel even better. Then you wake up 2 years from now and you go, this isn't what I want to do with my life, and I'm now here at home, and uh-oh, now we're emotionally stuck. It's going to be harder to leave. Gosh, I'm not trying to make you sick to your stomach, Bo, but I feel like I got to tell you that.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
You see where that could go?
Definitely.
You better figure out, young man, where you want to go. Then we make decisions based on that. It's always, always the top of the mountain that determines the direction. What mountain do I want to be on? If that's the mountain, then I know that there are multiple ways up the mountain, but I'm choosing paths that get me to the top of the mountain. And if life throws storms and detours our way, and it will, I'm still on one side of the mountain. And if I got to adjust and move over, I'm still on that path. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you do. And you don't know your mountain, so you better figure that out. Or else you're going to regret. I don't want you folks regretting. I want you to get to the end of your journey and reminisce. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. I want to address what young Bo is facing, because we all face it. And I've talked about it a lot on the show. I'm never going to stop talking about it because it never goes away. And I want to remind those of you that are new that are joining the program, what Bo is facing is what we all face, and that is the fear of the unknown. At some point, we all must make a choice to go down a path. And I don't know if you've ever been in the woods or been on a hiking path and tried to see to the very end. I'm unaware of any path, any hiking trail, any road that when you start out on it that you can see the very end. I'm unaware of it. It doesn't exist. I'm not talking from the path from your backyard to your front yard. I'm talking about a real path. You can't see it. But what do you do when you walk down the path? You know where it's going. How do you know? Somebody told you. You looked at a website. It's on your GPS. Whatever. A brochure. So when we choose to go down a path, we never can see the end of it, but we have a good idea where we're going. And fear of the unknown in this situation, he's going, I don't know. Should I go back home for this really good paying job? Should I stay here? And what's really going on, he doesn't even know what mountain he's supposed to be climbing. Because here's what happens. When we know where we're supposed to go, we still don't know what it looks like. We don't stand at the base of a mountain and see every step that it's going to take to climb it. It's impossible. We don't see it. All we can see is where we are, which is the beginning, and then we see the top of the mountain. We go, that's where I want to go. That's the same thing here on this professional journey. It's why I have 7 stages. But the fear of the unknown is crippling for us humans. And so that's why I preach and push people to get clear on what they can know. And that is, this is the mountain I'm supposed to be on. If I know that, I still have great confidence and courage, even when the path needs to be changed and redirected and starting over. I still am on that mountain. That's what you got to know. The fear subsides when we're really clear on that. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us as we help you figure out what you're supposed to do professionally. And it's going to have a deep personal connection, I promise. If it doesn't, then you're not supposed to do it. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Chicago, Illinois, where Josh joins us. Josh, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You bet. What's up?
I will just jump right into it. I had taken your career clarity guide, and I have all of my results here in front of me if you'd like me to tell you that. But my problem is that I'm stuck. I'm stuck because I know exactly what I want to do, and I've been listening to your show for a couple of years now, so I know like everything that you would say about, you know, what's first on your heart and what first comes to mind, like that's the thing you should do. And I know what it is, but it's going to take some time, kind of like just like you, in developing it and building that, probably like as a side hustle like you had to do. So in the meantime, I would like to take my top talents and passions and work towards get into a job or a career that allows me to apply them much better than what I'm doing now, that would move me in that direction to what I ultimately want to do.
Okay. All right. So that's a lot. So what's your specific question for me?
So can I give you my top talents and passions, and maybe you can help me identify or push me in the right direction to like maybe areas I should look into as far as jobs or careers?
So you're just looking for a job. Right, you're just looking for a good job that's in your sweet spot that allows you stability and maybe promotability so that you can actually fund the side hustle, the dream?
Yes, because that's the dream. That's
what's okay, let's start with this. Let me see if I can get something from the dream. What's the dream job?
My dream is to open a business like Ale Partridge did with Startup Camp, where he had like 12 modules and he had things to complete for each module where people start their own business. It helps them identify the key areas where they, so that they can start their own business, they can take the risk out of it as much as possible and take it away, not be as scared.
Okay, gotcha. Have you ever started businesses and grown them?
I have started them, and in process of doing that, I realized it wasn't the business that I wanted to do. It was actually the process, all the researching, all the things I was good at and good at building a relationship with people. So no, to answer your question, I have not ever done that.
Okay, that's a problem. I don't think you should ever try to launch something that is designed to help people start a business until you've actually done it or work for somebody that's done it multiple times. So I think that's something you got to figure out. But I mean,
you're saying try to start a business and figure that out.
Yeah.
And so then I have basically a platform to go off of.
Yeah. Cause how do you know you're going to train people how to start a business and you've never started one?
Yes. I have thought about that myself.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm just hitting you with the truth. Tell me what you wrote down for passion when you did the career clarity guide. What'd you write down?
I wrote down, starting businesses, researching solutions for people who, how to use like social media, discovering better ways to do things, researching, problem solving, exploring.
That's enough.
Yeah,
so here's what I hear. I hear researching. I hear problem solving. I hear analyzing. That's what I hear.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
You're overthinking this. You need to find a day job that allows you to do those three things. Analyze. Okay. So research. There's no particular order, but if there was an order, it'd be research. Researching, analyzing, solving. And so that could be, you could work for a small business owner. And come in and be an operations person, and you're researching, you're digging into problems, trying to solve them. This model you got needs to bake a little longer. This Dale Partridge, and I know Dale. We've known each other for over a decade. That comes from a deep place with him. He's got a lot of experience there. You need more experience there. I would press hold, pause on that, and I'd get in and start doing this kind of work, and then kind of figure out, okay, how can I help others do what I love to do really, really well? And that, you got to think through, what are the types of jobs that allow me to research, analyze, and solve systemic problems and stuff like that? That's your juice. I think it's an operations type gig. Look into those. helping you get on purpose in your work, which means you're going to be on purpose in your life. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome to Purposeful Talk Radio. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. 844-747-2577. Coming up, we get some funny work fails. We love to have fun on our Fridays with some fun stories where people have just kind of blown it at work, and we have some fun laughing at them for the whole purpose of, we're all going to mess up from time to time. Why not laugh at ourselves? Certainly other people. So we'll do that. That's always fun. But first, to the phones we go. Timothy joins us in Holland, Michigan. Timothy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you, sir. What's up?
I've got a question. So my dream job requires a certification, which is going to require some schooling. And I'm trying to operate the proximity principle. And I'm wondering, do I go get my certification first, or do I, you know, get a job in proximity first?
Ooh, I like this question. I'm leaning towards both and, but I need to know more. How long does it take to get the certification, and what are we getting certified to do?
So I'm looking at chiropractic. From where I'm at right now, the schooling would take me probably about 5 years. And, you know, if I were to get into proximity, I'd still eventually have to change my zip code
what
to
is
get the schooling.
Okay, good. What does proximity look like? Be more specific.
Working in a chiropractic office, doing like a chiropractic assistant or rehab assistant, something that doesn't currently require a license or certification.
I see that's
but it's still,
that's what I was hoping the answer was going to be, not knowing what it was when you called in. I definitely go that direction. And the reason is because now I'm getting real life experience, making connections. You're in the chiropractic world. You got to go to school anyway. I mean, this is a down the line kind of thing. So if you can work in the field that you ultimately want to be higher up the ladder in, I love that play. And if it's doable,
okay,
and it's not going to set you back too much, doesn't sound like it is, right? Am I missing anything?
Well, I make really good money where I'm at, so it would be a potential $8 an hour decrease. But
how could you adjust for that?
Well, I have a second job I could pick up more hours on.
Boom.
So I have a few things I could do.
What do you think? Before you called me, you were probably leaning one way. And since I'm on the record now, which way were you leaning?
To be honest with you, I was so scared. I wasn't sure which way I was leaning.
What are you so scared of?
It's a big change, you know, pay decrease. I'm trying to work less hours so I can also pursue some of my hobbies that are more of a ministry line.
Okay, hold on a second. We've already addressed the pay issue, yes or no?
Yes, we have.
Okay, nothing to be afraid of anymore, right?
No.
Okay, good. So let's talk about the increased hours and the ministry stuff you want to do. You saying you can't do at least a couple hours a week or 5 hours a week?
I definitely can. Right now I'm on mandatory overtime at my current job.
Got it. Here's my point. Let me say it a different way. I'm not worried about your hobbies. Okay. We got some place to go that we know we're supposed to go. So hobbies are the things that get sacrificed. It's the price of admission. I'm not anti-hobbies.
All right.
But what's more important? The mountaintop, my professional pinnacle, and getting there? Or being really well-rounded with my hobbies? And I'm not trying to poke fun at you. But what's more important?
Getting to where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah. I'm not interested in being well-rounded. He's so well-rounded. Blah. I don't want to be well-rounded. What's the point of that? I want to be sharp. I want to be a spear into the world and make my mark, right? I want to puncture culture and make my contribution. I want to be an arrow, a sharp arrow that hits its bullseye. Let me tell you what well-rounded does. I got a pencil in my hand right now in the studio. And if I throw this eraser at a target, what's going to happen?
It's just going to bounce off.
It's going to bounce off. If I throw a sharp knife at that target, what's going to happen? It's going to stick. So this well-rounded business is overrated. It's a bunch of crap. can't be well-rounded if you're on purpose. You just can't.
Well, I don't mean to argue with anything you're saying, and I'm definitely not trying to, but the hobby I'm specifically talking about is also something that I want to do professionally down the road eventually.
Well, wait a second. I thought chiropractic was where we wanted to go.
It is, and I want to do both down the road eventually. But
well, you didn't tell me that. But my point, you're not arguing with me, by the way. You didn't tell me that information. But so my point is still made. I just didn't need to make it to you, but you didn't tell me that, so that's okay.
No, I'm still getting.
You positioned it as a hobby. What is it that you want to do? What is this hobby that eventually you want to do dual profession?
I want to do relational and emotional health and healing and just work with people, you know, not only in a chiropractic sphere, but also in, you know, maybe a one-on-one counseling, maybe small group teaching.
Great. But my point is, which one of those needs to be pursued first and more stabilized first so that we can do the other?
Chiropractic, so it can fund the other.
There you go. So my point still remains. Right now, you don't need to pursue the hobby stuff that eventually becomes a secondary profession that is connected to the chiropractic work anyway. So I still wanted to rant for everybody else. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well-rounded is overrated. But you're on the right path. I would take the job in proximity because you could, every once in a while, you could start to do some of that stuff on the side that you want to do. And so you're kind of slowly growing both. But one of them's got to have the bigger focus. It's just the way it is. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ashley in Miami, Florida. Ashley, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I am planning to move across the country in the next 6 to 12 months. I have a flexible timeline. I don't have to move. I just want to.
Okay.
And as I prepare for this move, I really want to be strategic in my career decision so I don't lose momentum on working towards my dream job.
Which is what?
I would love to be in a position like a dean or a department head where I'm working with adult learners and advocating for the students and the teachers.
Okay, great.
That could be a college, university, tech school, doesn't matter.
Okay. All right, keep going.
So currently, I've got three ideas. Would love to get your advice. Okay. Idea number one is I work with a company right now that happens to be expanding to where I want to move to. Mm-hmm. I told my supervisor and the HR manager that I would like to expand and grow with the company. They asked me for my timeline, and they said they would let me know about future opportunities, but they did not promise me anything.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
Number two, that was in January, so just a couple months ago.
Okay. All right. Number two?
Number two is to just do something completely different, work for a different organization, different company, start moving towards that dream job a little more closely. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a lot of networks right now to be able to use the proximity principle.
But you know the company?
I have some in mind. I've been doing a little research, and there are a couple that I have caught my eye.
Okay. And then this is going to be fun. I want you to give me number three. We only got about 50 seconds, I'm going to go to commercial break, and I'm going to come back and put you to the test, okay? Because you're...
All right, well,
So what's number three?
I used to be a middle school and high school teacher. Going back into teaching, getting to know the community, building networks, and using that as an opportunity to build my network to use the proximity
principle.
Love it.
Okay, real quick question. Option number two, different company that would lead me to this higher education position. Is it an educational type company? These ideas you have for number two?
It could be.
No, I asked you directly. Are the ideas that you got swimming in your head, are they directly connected to the education world?
Some are, some are not.
Okay, great. All right, so here's the deal, folks. This is fun. We got Ashley ready to go. I think she knows which way she wants to go. And we're going to see what her heart says. That's coming up next. Don't move. Quick commercial break. And then back for Ashley. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. where we help men and women get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so that they can give themselves away to work like no one else, because we believe that work is not this utilitarian function to live. We believe work is a way for you to make your unique contribution to the world by giving yourself to others. Somebody out there needs you to be you, the best version of you. So if you're in a dead-end job, or you're just in a job you're okay with, you know there's something more. Don't tell me you haven't laid awake at night and wondered, what am I supposed to do with my life? I've got the answer. Here it is. You're supposed to use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, your passion, to accomplish results that matter deeply to you, your mission. When those three things are in alignment, talent, passion, and mission, it's a big, giant, blinking neon arrow into the marketplace where there are multiple jobs, multiple career paths, and multiple dream jobs. There's more. You know there's more. So let's do it, shall we? All right, so Ashley called in right before the break, those pesky commercial breaks. So I had to put her on hold. So for those of you that are just joining us, here's where she's at. She wants to move across country. No super fast, hard timeline. She's flexible. She wants to move across country. But she doesn't want to go backwards professionally because she's aiming towards being some type of dean or a department head in higher ed. She's got three things she's cooking around in her head, and she wanted my advice. But I'm not going to give her any advice until she chooses one of the three. That's how this deal works. First one, she said I could potentially stay with my same company, but we're not sure about that. They said they'd be open to it if something came up. The second was, she's got these ideas for different companies that she said would allow her to make steps forward on that path towards being that dean or department head. I got some questions on that. That's where we're going to pick up in a second. And then the third was, she used to be a middle school and high school teacher, and that definitely gets her in the education field. Well, that's where we left off. Let's bring her back on. Ashley, was that a good summary? Did I miss anything?
That was perfect.
Oh, my goodness. I paid attention. That's why I take notes in here. All right. So I've got questions about option number two.
Okay.
Before we went to the break, you were like, yeah. And your answer basically was like, kind of, sort of. Help me understand. And I don't need all the details, but you've got a couple of ideas in option two, where it's a different company, you leave your existing company, you move across country, and by going to these companies, you think it prepares you in some way to eventually be a dean or department head. Help me understand that.
Sure. So I've been looking at some smaller colleges, like community colleges, and then I've also been looking into companies working in their training and development sort of departments and positions and jobs.
Got it. Makes sense. So that gives you experience and some qualifications and some relationships.
Yeah.
I love that. Because essentially what you're doing here is you're being really intentional to begin to build proximity so you can actually use the proximity principle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind those. I mean, because I don't know that option one, it's just so fuzzy right now. We don't know if your company's,
right.
We don't know when, we don't know if, and we don't know when. And even though you say you're flexible now, let's just fast forward to this time next year. If your company hasn't come to you with something, aren't you going to be pretty itchy to move cross country?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew that. So I don't like option one because it's just up to them. And your heart is pulling you across the country. By the way, you're the only person I've talked to this year that tells me they want to move from the East Coast to the West Coast. I hope you fought through that.
I do. I've always lived here, and you know, I don't have anything holding me back, and I just want to try something different.
Love it.
If it doesn't work, I'll come back.
Love it. Just want you to know, it's a very different country out there than it is Florida. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. I'm okay with option two. And I'm fine with option three because what this is doing, again, is getting you that education experience that you've had already, but it's kind of steeping you in it. You're getting back in it, and your heart's loving the work while you're getting qualified to get the dean position, because you're going to have to start making connections when you get out there to where you get, because what I see is maybe, I would say a minimum of a two-step process. So getting a job when you move out to the West Coast, and then at some point you may have to get a job in higher ed that would then give you the opportunity to eventually step into that department head or dean. I see at least two moves. I don't think you do it in one.
That makes sense.
I don't know that, but I want you to look into that and have that mindset to go, you know, to get a dean or department head position in higher ed, can I tell you how political that is? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Very political, very competitive. So the idea of you going out to, let's say, option two, a smaller college or whatever, and then you just going right into a dean department head position at a bigger school, I don't know how possible that is.
Mm-hmm.
So be patient is my point, and really think through the path. But I like the move. I like two or three. Does that help?
That's so helpful, Ken.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for the call. 844-747-2577. Idaho Falls, Idaho is where we go next. Kyle is on the line. Kyle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, been a terrific show today. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, sir. How can I help?
Well, unfortunately, I've recently come to the realization I'm going to probably need to switch career fields in the next coming years because of some health problems that are going to affect my mobility.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I've got an idea of where I want to go, which is in the emergency management group, because I've got interest in the field, and I've also got some strong networking connections in that area within my company also.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, would it be worthwhile to pursue like a master's degree in a specific field like emergency management, or should I go for something more broad, like an MBA with an emphasis or a certificate in emergency management to leave myself more opportunity in the future?
Yeah,
but
so
I don't know if that's me having a well-rounded point of view or
no, I think you know a little bit more than I do. So this is what I need to know. As you look into the emergency management field or that area, have you identified positions that you would love to get into, and do they require a master's level degree?
They're not necessarily required, but in fact, one of my former coworkers is in one of those positions. He does have a master's degree, and he said he's told me it would be helpful. It would definitely look good. So
yeah,
that's
great.
Kind of
so
why I'm leaning that way.
Yeah, I got it. So here's how I answer that question for anybody. Is higher education, in this case, your specific master's that you're thinking about, is it the only way to get the gig? You've already answered that. No, it's not. But is it the best way? You got one friend who's in it, who's got the master's and says, it's pretty helpful. I think I'd get three or four more opinions, just like you would go to a doctor maybe on a broken leg and get three different opinions. How would you? I'd like to see a minimum of three opinions from people that are in the positions or in a position that you want to be in. And if they all say, like your one friend has said, that it's going to be helpful, then we got to determine, is it the best way? It's not the only way. We've already determined that. If it's the best way, then yes, I'm going to say do it. But when I say best, I don't mean slightly better. You know the difference between something that's best and something that's good, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like it's got to
be. Are you saying that? Well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it has to increase your chances tremendously, or else I'm not going to do it. Is that? But I'm the guy who doesn't have the broadcasting degree, Kyle. I'm the guy that didn't have any broadcasting experience, Kyle. I'm the guy who actually doesn't have any college degree, much less a broadcasting degree, Kyle. I'm the guy who wrote a book called The Proximity Principle that says in order to do what you want to do, you got to be around people that are doing it in places where it is happening. Doesn't mention a degree. But now if it's the only way, if a degree is the only way to get in, then of course you do it. If it's the clear best way to do it, then yes, do it. If it's not the only way or the best way, don't do it. I leave the decision to you. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter. And you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.